Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
James 3:14, if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and what?
Devilish.
For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is what?
Sown
in peace of them that make peace. What did it say in Proverbs the guy was sowing? Discord. But righteous people sow what?
Peace.
They sow peace, godly wisdom, and peace. A lot more to sowing and reaping than offering time, isn't it? Sowing. Now, I don't want you to raise your hand. I don't want any testimonies. But do you suppose that you ever sowed any peace? Do you suppose you ever sowed any discord? Go back to Proverbs now. Let's read the rest of this. Proverbs 6, verse 14 said, he sows discord. Verse 15, what will happen then? Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. Man, that's strong. Who's going to be broken suddenly and can't be fixed? Without remedy means there's no cure. There's no fix. Who? Sowers of discord. How many are seeing already? This is something you do not want to do. Verse 16, he explains. These six things does the Lord what? Man, that's strong. That's as strong as you can say it. The Lord hates this what? Seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue. How many know God hates pride and he hates lying? And there's a reason why these two are together again and again. That's why people lie. Pride, trying to impress people, trying to hide their mistakes from people. See, religion teaches us that everybody does it and we're just to show compassion. But the Bible said God hates it. How strong is that? He absolutely hates it. And we're not to say, well, we're just human and, you know, sometimes you lie. Everybody lies. No, everybody doesn't lie. I said, no, they don't. Now, probably everybody in this room has, but you don't have to. You can go year after year and not tell a lie. Did you hear me? You can. Everybody said out loud, I am not a liar. You and your word are inseparable. Sometimes you hear people say, well, so-and-so, they're a good brother, but you got to watch them. They'll lie to you. Well, then they're not a good brother. Lying is whose language? The Bible said that Satan is a liar and he is the father of it. So when you tell a lie, you are speaking his language. Well, then who's moving in your life? Who's manifesting? The devil is. I'm telling you. It's one of the biggest things you can do in your life to come out and to get victory and to get help. Make up your mind. You don't care what it costs you. You're going to stand up and be a man, be a woman of God, look folk in the eye and tell them the truth. And believe God for mercy and grace and favor. Right? Because the scripture also says that if you cover your sin, it's going to cost you. You'll come to a bad end. But if you'll confess and forsake it, you'll have mercy. Who gets mercy? The liars or the people who tell the truth? Only the people that tell truth. We've been seeing this on Sunday mornings. God does what with the proud? He resists them. Who gets the grace? Not the proud. Not the liars. Who gets grace and mercy? The humble and the truth tellers. Say it one more time. I am not a liar.
I am not a liar.
I tell the truth.
No matter what.
I'm going to make a very strong statement now, and I want you to think about it. I love the truth more than anything or anybody, period. That's as big a statement as I can make. I said, Brother Key, you're supposed to love Jesus. That's what I just got through saying. He said, I am the way. What? The truth. We're supposed to love the Word, Brother Key. That's what I just said. It's called the Word of Truth. We're supposed to love the Holy Ghost. He's called the Spirit of Truth, right? I love the truth more than my own life. Why am I here tonight? I don't have anything to say to you apart from this truth. Right? My whole life is based on this. Whether I eat or I don't, or I'm protected or I'm not, or my bills are paid or not, it's all this, and this is Him. The Word made flesh. Shed His blood and bought our salvation. The truth. The truth. The truth. And God hates a lie. Can you see that? Well, I certainly do not want to be involved in anything that God hates. Keep reading. Proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies. That's a second time of saying that. A different way of lies. So two of this seven is lie about lying. And what's the last one? He that sows discord among the brethren. I've seen this in ministries. I've seen this in churches. I've seen this in families. I call them huddlers. You know what a huddlers are? Well, you got something going on, and people are supposed to be fellowshipping and having fun, and these guys huddle over in a corner and whisper. Have you seen it? Huddlers. Whisperers, and what they're doing is they're talking about somebody. Something negative. And you know what that is? That's planting a seed, right? And sometimes you don't have to say all that much. Somebody said, well, what about so-and-so? You can just say, I don't know about them. What'd you do? You planted a seed. Well, why would Brother Key say that? Over the years, I've had to grow in this. Because I'll be out on the road, and I have a lot of minister friends and pastor friends, and people ask me about so-and-so. What about so-and-so? You know, I thought about having him come in for a meeting. What about so-and-so? And if I say, well, you know, they're okay, then they decide not to have him come. Well, you just say anything? Yeah, I did. If I just say, you know, I have to watch what I say. You look at them and say, how much stock are they putting in my words? Did you hear me now? And if I leave some kind of a question mark impression and they didn't have a meeting and the people in the meeting didn't get saved and didn't get help, where does that come back? I say, yeah, you better watch it, Brother Keith. No, you better watch it too. It works exactly the same way with you in every area of life. And people it's happening all the time. They huddle and they whisper. And what'd you think about that? I don't know. I didn't like that. I just don't think that's right. I wonder about that. And it doesn't seem like overt stuff, but it's a seed. And it starts taking root and it starts growing and gnawing at people. And then they talk. God hates it. We don't sow discord. What do we sow? We sow peace, and we sow love, and we sow faith, right? And even there are times that you may have to say something negative in a situation. But there are ways to say it. And there's wisdom. And you don't have to, you know, let me tell you this about ministers and people in general. You don't measure people by their knowledge or by their doctrine. You measure a man by his heart, by his spirit, right? I know some people that, man, on some doctrinal points, we are as far apart as the North and South Poles. But I love them. They're good people. They got good heart. And who says I'm right about everything? Nobody you know, including you, is right about everything. Because you don't know it all. And it's those parts you don't know that can leave some holes. Right?
Amen.
In your understanding. So did you hear what I'm saying? You don't measure people or groups or churches just by their doctrine and just by what they say and know. It's their heart.
Amen.
I said it's their heart.
Yes,
it's their heart. And a whole lot of times when somebody's pushing you about something, you just need to say, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know that. I don't know them that well. I don't know that area. Right? And then leave it at that. And then sow some peace. Because the Bible says love is ever ready to believe the best. Right? If you walk in love the way God has told us to, people will think you're naive. And that'll bug your pride, but that needs to be crucified anyway. See, your pride of your flesh wants to say, nobody gets anything off me. Yeah, I got discernment. Yeah, you got the gift of suspicion. Nobody gets anything over on me. I catch it. No, if you're really walking by love, somebody come up and slap you in the face and you'll go, whoa, did you slip? You slipped. And your hand fell across my face. Did it? Somebody said, just being naive. The Bible said, be simple concerning evil.
Amen.
And you're always ready to believe the best about people. Make them prove you're wrong.
Amen.
Many times over before you consent to it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Well, would you hear what so-and-so? Well, they may have repented by now. They may have it all fixed up by now. They may be right with God and be in better shape than you are. How do you know what's happened between them and God in the last 5 minutes? Right? Do not be a huddler, whisperer, discord sower. Are you with me now? Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God who gives me